expense.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Demands for justice in New York City after subway passenger Jordan Neely, who was black, was put in a chokehold by a white Marine veteran and dies. One witness says Neely was acting aggressively. CBS's Lilia Luciano spoke to an attorney about the case.
He was doing a citizen's arrest. There were other people around. Did he need to use that much force? And especially because apparently he's a Marine veteran, he's a trained Marine, that he would know that a chokehold could be deadly. And so that's something that, according to this attorney, as an expert, he said the DA's office might be evaluating and considering when deciding to whether or not to press charges.
The death has been ruled a homicide. Four people have died in shootings in the South Georgia town of Moultrie. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Georgia Bureau of Investigation officials say there's more than one crime scene. One of them is a McDonald's. A coroner says a man shot and killed his mother and grandmother and a woman who was working at a McDonald's before killing himself.
Another mass shooting in Serbia. Serbian state TV says at least eight people have been killed and 10 wounded in a drive-by shooting close to Belgrade. Yesterday in Belgrade, police arrested a 13-year-old boy who they say used his father's guns in a school shooting rampage that killed eight students and a school guard. More than 3,000 teachers and school workers in the Oakland Unified School District in California are on strike. The Oakland Education Association's demands include higher wages and smaller classes. KPIX-TV's Justin Andrews.
The district says it's pretty upset because they were looking for this deal. They were expecting a deal to come through, but unfortunately it seems like it hasn't. Keep in mind, Oakland Unified teachers are the lowest paid teachers across the Bay Area, and these teachers have been working without a contract since before the pandemic.
Four members of the Proud Boys are found guilty of numerous felonies for their part in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The jury convicted four of the five, including former one-time leader Enrique Tarrio, of seditious conspiracy, plotting to overthrow the government, and several other charges. The fifth, Dominic Pozzola, who used a police riot shield to smash a Capitol window and lead rioters inside, was convicted of obstructing an official proceeding.
A jury has found Ed Sheeran did not copy Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On when he wrote Thinking Out Loud. The suit was brought by the heirs of the man who co-wrote Let's Get It On. Sheeran saying,
if the jury had decided this matter the other way, we might as well say goodbye to the creative freedom of songwriters. We need to be able to write our original music and engage in independent creation without worrying at every step of the way that such creativity will be wrongly called into question.
This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
At Lowe's, we're always bringing pros more ways to save on the brands you trust. Right now, buy a DeWalt 9-gallon corded shop vacuum with accessories at a new low price of $99. Plus, as an MVP's member, earn 3 bonus points per dollar when you buy select concrete mix you can then redeem for rewards. Because Lowe's knows savings, Lowe's knows pros. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Valid through 5/17. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid through 6/2. Subject to change.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know.
In Wood County, the Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in room 114. The Candlelight Hike Festival at Schmeekly Reserve is tomorrow from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Most events take place near the Reserve Visitor Center on North Point Drive in Stevens Point. The event is free, but consider a donation of $4 per person or $10 per family. Lyme disease is on the rise in Wisconsin, and health officials are warning people to check for ticks. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the number of reported cases of Lyme disease has more than doubled in Wisconsin over the past 15 years. Most cases are seen in May and June. Symptoms can occur 3 to 30 days after a tick bite. If you have a tick attached to you, it's important to remove it within 24 hours to greatly reduce your chances of contracting the disease. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 46. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 66. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 50. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome to the new age, to the new age, welcome to the new age, to the new age.
Good evening, America, and welcome! This is the Chris Hahn Show. I'm your host, Chris Hahn. The truth is on the air, and truthfully tonight, America, as I was walking into my studio, I'm pre-taping this. You might be listening to this at 8 o'clock. I'm pre-taping at 6 o'clock, and about 25 minutes ago, as I was getting out of my car, I learned that Donald Trump was indicted by the grand jury seated in New York State for felony charges. I don't have a lot more details than that at the moment. And let me start by saying this. I am not going to gloat. Okay, I am never happy to see people being put into the system like this. Although I know that Donald Trump will have every resource available to him to fight charges. I never get happy about other people's misfortune, even as I know that Donald Trump is very deserving of that misfortune, right? Let me be very clear. Donald Trump is a man who did a lot of things a lot worse than making hush money payments to cover up his affair. By the way, it appears that he's getting charged with affairs, hush money payments, plural, for various hush money payments that he made, violations of both state and federal election law and other accounting laws that he may have broken. And these are felony crimes. He will appear in New York City supposedly next week to be arraigned, I guess, and processed. I would advise the New York City court system, the district attorney of Manhattan, County of New York, not to put him in handcuffs and perp walk him. I would advise against that. But the man will be processed. And he will probably have a mugshot. And there will be lots of people on both sides of the aisle with lots of emotions about it. But I'm an old country boy. Not really. I grew up on Long Island. Not quite the country. It might seem like the country to some of you, but it's totally not the country. I never did mind watching the chickens come home to roost. And that's what's happening here, right? This is step one. This is just one chicken coming home to roost. This is, have you ever been to a big fancy dinner? Sometimes they give you a little sorbet before the dinner starts. It's like a palate cleanser, you know, in between your salad and your appetizer. You get a little sorbet, like a little lemon sherbet to clear your palate. I would say that the charges in New York City are an appetizer in the crazed situation that will be Trump going forward, right? We're going to see New York City's indictments. We're going to see Georgia's indictments. We're going to see federal indictments. You know, the Georgia situation has gotten a little interesting this week. The Georgia legislature just passed a bill that would allow the legislature to put a commission together to remove any district attorney they want for very, I would say, suspect, let's call it dubious purposes, dubious reasons. But I am not going to gloat over Donald Trump's indictment in New York City. And I know everybody's talking about, will this help him? Will this hurt him? Will this help him? Will this hurt him? You know, look, America, I think that this will help him with his base. I do. I think his base will rally to his side. I think he will now eliminate Ron DeSantis as a potential threat in the Republican Party primary. But this is not going to win him a single vote among swing voters. In fact, it's going to cost him among swing voters, because you are going to be reminded of the train wreck that his presidency was. You're going to be reminded of that. It is a train wreck. It is a royal train wreck. It was a royal train wreck. It was nonstop drama. Me, 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 all the time. And the American people, the swing voters in this country, don't want somebody crying foul about everything. Everybody's out to get me. Oh, I'm so aggrieved. Oh, I can't believe the New York City prosecuted me because of this crime. Oh, really? So are we supposed to ignore business crimes now? White collar crime shouldn't count in America. I know it barely counts in some places. And again, I don't think he'll spend a second in jail for this. Not one second. If you heard me talk about this the last couple of weeks, he will not spend a second in jail over this. But he ain't spending another minute in the White House. Not another minute. Now, Donald Trump made his bed. And now he's going to start facing consequences, probably for the first time in his life. Right? The man bankrupt casinos. I mean, how do you bankrupt a casino? He bankrupt casinos. He had multiple, you know, businesses fail. As president, it was a complete disaster. And it drives me nuts when people say this. Oh, well, he was a great president for the economy. He was. Do you remember the last year of his presidency? When we had the highest unemployment in the history of this country since the Great Depression? Closed in on the Great Depression. Do you remember the million people who died because he mishandled the pandemic? I mean, I don't know. Am I the only one who remembers that there was a pandemic in 2020, the last year of his presidency? You mean to tell me you would have given Barack Obama a pass had he been president at the time? You'd all be saying, well, he was great except for that last year. Let's say everything happened the same during the Trump presidency. Obviously, Barack Obama wouldn't have been, you know, race baiting like Trump did. He wouldn't have gone and said there were good people on both sides of a race riot. Of a white supremacist in riot. I don't think he called the white supremacists good people. I don't think Obama would. Let's say, but we'll take that one out. But let's say everything else, policy-wise. Let's say Barack Obama did the exact same stuff. And he had 3 great years of booming economy and low unemployment. And then the last year, everything fell apart, like it did under Trump. You think Republicans would be like, well, no, we'll give him a pass for that one? I don't know why Democrats aren't hammering that home a little bit more. I don't understand why the messaging isn't, no. He was a train wreck for 4 years and it all came, you know, tumbling down in the fourth year. It all came apart on him because he mismanaged the country and he hired imbeciles for cabinet posts. And he was always concerned about him and not you. Which is why he was a failure. So he will now run around the country the next 48 hours calling for chaos, by the way, calling for violence in the street because he's being indicted for covering up payments to a porn star he had a very brief sexual encounter with, according to her book. I have no idea how long their sexual encounter was. I wasn't there, thank God. But I'm told it was a very brief sexual encounter by those who've read her book. Stephanie Clifford, a.k.a. Stormy Daniels. He's also, I believe, being indicted for covering up the affair to Playboy Playmate. And there was some, there's something else going on here. And we're going to find this all out in the next, you know, couple of days. And again, by the time you hear this, you might have more information than I do right now. But I'm giving you my opinion on where we go from here. Where we go from here is more indictments. This is just the appetizer. This is not the main course. This isn't even the appetizer. I think this is the sorbet. This is the palate cleanser before the appetizer. Right? We had a salad. The salad was the impeachment hearings, which, you know, the January 6th committee. Now we're having a sorbet. We're going to charge him with this local one, right? And then there's going to be multiple other indictments. The man will face consequences. And let me tell you, if you're out there saying a former president can't be indicted, let me give you two examples. Maybe I'll hold this. You know what? I'm going to hold this for the next, because I'm running out of time in this section. And I got some points to be made here on this one. Again, let me just say to my Democratic friends out there, my progressives, my liberals, don't gloat. Don't gloat. There are a lot of people in this country who support that guy, who are really upset by this. And by the way, if you're one of the people who support this guy and you're really upset by this, do not think that you could get violent about this without consequences. You might not make it out alive if you get violent, but you'll surely be prosecuted. Ask your friends from the January 6th committee. The people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th. I mean, go to jail and talk to them like Marjorie Taylor Greene did last week. You'll see. They ain't happy. All right, stick around. More to come. You listen to Chris Hancho.
Have you ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now, you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real-life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Notes system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to Paint.
Bug Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.halfdeals.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with this week's deal from La Taqueria. Get a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. That's right, a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. La Taqueria, where passion meets flavor, service, and tradition.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeals.com.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
84 degrees. Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
This is the best of the Chris Hahn Show. Driving conservatives crazy since the day he was born. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. You know, I've got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. New episodes every Tuesday. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. That's where you could find me. If you want to tweet at me, social media me, I'm also ChristopherHahn.com. That's where you can find a link to email me if you got something to say. I actually will go over an email in a later segment that somebody sent me the other day. But I just want to continue on this whole Trump indictment thing and all this unprecedented, he can't get indicted, blah, 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 blah. Let me make a couple of points here. First of all, Richard Nixon was about to be indicted when Gerald Ford gave him a pardon. Let's be clear. And Richard Nixon accepted that pardon. Understand this, accepting a pardon means that you have accepted that you are in some sort of criminal liability. Some people say it means you've accepted guilt, right? The pardon here in the United States is descended from, you know, the monarch's ability to pardon people and show mercy on people who maybe there was some extraordinary circumstances for their crime and the monarch could show mercy, blah, 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 blah. But by accepting the pardon, Richard Nixon was in part accepting that there was some guilt, but mostly he was accepting that he could be prosecuted because there had not been a formal charge yet on Nixon, or the charges were coming. And he accepted that he was in some sort of legal jeopardy and needed that pardon to avoid the legal jeopardy. Now, you might not like that case. You might think that that case is too old. It's too different. It's something that we shouldn't be considering at this point. Okay, let me give you another one. Another president who didn't accept a pardon, but did enter into a plea deal. And that man is Bill Clinton, right? Not too long ago. In fact, it was in the 2000s when this happened. Bill Clinton, on the eve of leaving office in January of 2000, entered into a plea agreement with the prosecutors who were prosecuting him on the Whitewater, Monica Lewinsky, did he lie under oath charge. And he entered into a plea deal and suspended his law license for 5 years, and there was a fine of some sort, I believe, to end that legal jeopardy chapter. He was not going to get indicted as president. I guess there's some rule against that, and I guess we could agree that that might be a good rule. I don't know. I don't know that I agree with that, but okay. I think if you commit the crime I don't believe anybody should be above the law. I believe we're a nation of laws, not men. But okay, let's accept that maybe a president can't be indicted. But a former president sure as hell can. And I just gave you two precedents. One of them only 23 years old. But of course, there's only been 46 presidents. So I'm telling you two presidents in my lifetime, by the way, who have accepted the fact that they could be prosecuted. So don't you come to me and say he can't be prosecuted. Oh, he can't be prosecuted because he's running for president. Well, let me give you another example of that. You ever hear of a guy named John Edwards? We all heard of John Edwards, right? John Edwards was the vice presidential candidate for John Kerry in 2004. I actually went to New Hampshire. I saw John Edwards live. He was a great retail politician. I was there in 2004 for the New Hampshire primary. I was working for Senator Schumer at the time. I actually wasn't up there on a campaign. I was just hanging out because, you know, one of the things people hate about getting rid of New Hampshire primary is New Hampshire was a great place for all the politicos to kind of hang out. It just was, because it was all basically in a 15-mile radius where you were, right? There were, you know, Nashua, New Hampshire, and Manchester, New Hampshire was the whole ball game in New Hampshire. And all of the campaigns had headquarters in Manchester, New Hampshire, along this one row, really in this one building. It was kind of cool. It was like a political mall. Anyway, I'm digressing. But John Edwards actually is very analogous to Donald Trump. John Edwards had an affair while he was running for president of the United States and used his campaign dollars to cover it up. And he was prosecuted on the same exact thing, same exact charge, same exact mistake that Donald Trump is being charged on. Very analogous. Don't tell me it can't be done. What I just told you is fact. Donald Trump is subject to the same laws that you are subject to. Donald Trump is not above the law. This indictment today, look, wouldn't have been the first one I brought. Wouldn't have been. There are a lot of other things that I think are more important. But somebody had to go first, right? Somebody had to go first. This is the first. It is most certainly not the last. Donald Trump has got a lot more coming. He's going to make a big deal out of this. A really big deal out of this. He's going to raise a lot of money out of it. He is going to rally his base to his side. He's going to shut out other Republican candidates from being the Republican nominee. Big mistake by the Republicans, by the way. Like I said in the first segment, I really find it hard to believe that swing voters in Wisconsin, in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia are going to say, oh, you know what? That guy's being indicted for things that nobody's really saying he didn't do. They're all saying he did it. Even he basically says he did it. They're saying, oh, it's just a process crime. Nobody's arguing that he's innocent. Doesn't that bother you? Bothers the hell out of me. It bothers me that people in Congress are defending this guy, not on the merits of the case, but on whether or not he should be prosecuted. That's ridiculous. And that's why he can't win. Because everybody accepts he's guilty. All right, stick around. More to come. You listen to the Chris Hanks Show, and I'll be right back.
Oh, hello, Mr. Soul. I dropped by to pick up a reason for the thought that I've caught that my head is the event of the season. Why in crowds, just a trace of my
from the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Mid-State will host its spring graduation on Saturday, May 13th. The outdoor ceremony will celebrate all graduating students, their families, invited guests, and the college. The event begins at 11 a.m. on the Wisconsin Rapids campus. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan is warning of serious consequences if U.S. House Republicans don't agree to raise the national debt ceiling by June 1st.
Markets will go crazy, they'll tank, interest rates will go up, costs will go up for people, that'll be job loss, and there's a whole bunch of ripple effects that happen out of not dealing with the debt ceiling properly.
Raising the debt ceiling has been done under multiple administrations.
We've always lifted the debt ceiling because it's the responsible thing to do. President Reagan said that, Donald Trump said that. We lifted it 3 times for Donald Trump during his administration.
Biden said he will not compromise on the debt ceiling. It must be raised. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows around 46, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, daytime highs approaching 66. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night, lows level off around 50, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 63.
United, the only woman-owned, union-affiliated residential energy efficiency firm in Milwaukee County. They'll take you through the journey of getting an energy-efficient and beautiful home. Claim all your discounts. Call 414-604-6450. That's 414-604-6450.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
This is the best of the Chris Hahn Show. The Chris Hahn Show.
Right, I'm back. I'm live, and I'm taking your calls at 631-451-1039. 631-451-1039 if you want to be part of the national conversation. We're all talking about the same thing right now, right, Trump? You know, here's my warning to you all. If you assume that what you know from what you've heard is what's in the indictment, you may be in for a shock when you actually read the indictment. This may be more than just Stormy Daniels and the, you know, 3 seconds Donald Trump spent that cost him $120,000. I'm just saying you should be very, very careful because I don't believe we know the whole story. Alvin Bragg, you know, when he took office, he ended an investigation that his predecessor had started of Donald Trump. And then many prosecutors left the DA's office as a result of that. I don't know. Maybe we should give him a chance. 631-451-1039 is my number. I'm going to go to the phones. I'm going to go to James. James in Calverton has been holding off for a while. James, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, James.
Yeah, how's it going? How come you're not talking about Hillary Clinton in 2000?
Okay, because it's the year, because it's the year 2023, and Hillary Clinton's a private citizen, and there was an indictment of the former president of the United States. Last time I checked, Hillary Clinton was not the president or former president of the United States, James.
Voted perverter.
Okay, so, you know, I thought maybe we'd have a conversation about what's actually going on and the finer points of politics and should the district attorney of Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, it's actually New York County, Manhattan. It's cool like that. It's like Manhattan, the island of Manhattan, but it's New York County because there's technically a county government. DAs are elected by counties. Alvin Bragg is the district attorney for New York County, which means he's elected by the people from New York County. I guess New York County, maybe Manhattan, New York County might have more than just Manhattan in it. So, you know, he might have more, there might be more to it than that. And, you know, so I don't know. I really don't know. What the deal is with this guy. So it's very odd to me. You know, New York County might have like Randall's Island and some other stuff, maybe Liberty Island or Governor's Island. That's part of New York County. I guess. I don't know. Who cares? Roosevelt Island. Roosevelt Island might be part of New York County, which is why you don't call it Manhattan, right? Because Queens is Queens. Brooklyn is actually Kings County. And I don't understand that either. But here, you know, I'm digressing. Let's talk about Trump. Let's talk about his indictment. Let's talk about what's actually going on here in the world. And by the way, Giphy, our counter is completely wrong right now. So I have no idea what time it is and how much time we have left in this segment. So I don't want to screw that up. But 631-451-1039 is my number if you want to be part of the national conversation. You're driving in your car right now and you think you got something to say about Donald Trump. It's very rare that I haven't been live because it's hockey season and I've just been pre-taping everything for the affiliates for the most part. I had a little bit of a technical error before. I had a really good segment on this. And because I had a technical error, I decided to go live rather than just, you know, go with last year's segment or last week's segment three. I wanted to go live because I wanted to talk about Trump. By the way, I also wanted to talk about what happened in Tennessee, in Nashville earlier this week, which, you know, I know I have this conversation every couple of weeks here about guns in America. But I don't know if you saw this picture of the little girl on the bus with her hands, her face pressed against the window and the look on her face of terror of what was going on there. But it broke my heart. And it always leads me to ask the question, why can't we ban large capacity magazines? Like, why does anybody need a 30 round magazine to go hunting? This shooter was a woman this time, a woman who identified as a man, and you know, you might want to make a deal out of it. I don't. I think there are, you know, a lot of people who have a lot of problems. But this woman came into the school, came upon the school, and the door was locked. And why was the door locked? The door was locked because Tennessee's legislature decided that their safety measures to protect against, you know, school shootings was to harden the schools. So, you know, you got locked doors, single entrance, that kind of thing. This school was in compliance, it appears, with that. I mean, we might learn more, but it appears to have been in compliance. That door was locked. The shooter blasted through the door with her gun, her 30-round capacity AR-15 rifle. Blasted through the door, got in. Ran up the stairs, killed 3 adults and 3 children. Let's hear it for the police in Nashville. They got there really quick and they went right into the building. This was not a situation like in Uvalde, Texas, where they waited outside for an hour. No, they went in and they did their job and they got it done. And they ended this threat. But not before those 6 lives were taken. And the children that were in that school that day, I mean, they are permanently scarred for this. The Tennessee legislature passed a bill to protect children early this year. You know what they wanted to protect them from? Drag shows. Because, you know, drag shows might indoctrinate them into what? Glitter? Wigs? I don't know what their point is there. Oh no, the kids from Tennessee will be safe from ever watching Mrs. Doubtfire in the state of Tennessee. But you know what they won't be protected from? A gun coming into Tennessee. The Tennessee, a congressman that represents Nashville was questioned on Capitol Hill by a reporter, said they were not going to do anything about this to stop guns. Why? Because the Republican Party is in bed with the NRA. The Republican Party is in bed with the NRA. And that's it. The NRA says jump. The GOP says how freaking high. That is not a good thing for this country. Not a good thing for America. I don't understand it. I thought the NRA was going away. I thought they were, you know, America is very clear on how they feel about guns. They are very, very clear on how they feel about guns. There is overwhelming support for assault weapons bans. Massive majorities, super majorities of Americans believe we should ban assault weapons, universal background checks, mental health checks for people who own guns. Huge majorities. Assault weapons bans, huge majorities. Ending high capacity magazines, huge majorities. Doesn't get through Congress because Republicans do what the NRA says. And some Democrats, by the way, do what the NRA says. Always. And Wayne LaPierre is a whiny little bitch and they always give him what he wants. I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. And here we are, right? Here we are as a society. The only society on the planet. You want to talk about American exceptionalism? There is one area we are clearly head and shoulders above the rest of the world. There is no comparison. Mass shootings. We lap the world 100 times a year in mass shootings. That's right. 100 freaking times a year. We lap the world. It is a regular occurrence, including shooting up of schools and other, you know, you want to talk about crime on the street and sometimes people get caught in the crossfire. Well, there's a lot of that, a lot more of that in America too than anywhere else in the world. And I'm counting that in the lapping the world. But shootings in like malls, indiscriminate shootings in schools, things like that, no comparison. We have several a year. They had one in Scotland 20 years ago. The British Parliament went to work. Haven't had one since. Why do you think that is? You don't think that a law can change the way people behave? And people say, well, there are a lot of guns out there. Well, maybe we should all register the guns so that we can't have private sales to crazy people. How about that? This gun person in Tennessee bought the guns legally. No problem. Most shooters, you know, everybody says, well, there's a lot of guns. There's 300 million guns in circulation. What are you going to do? Most shooters buy their guns within a year of committing the crime, particularly these mass shooters who shoot up malls and schools and churches, synagogues. They're not people who've owned guns for years. And most people who own guns for years support gun control measures. They support it. Well, I got an answer. Wayne LaPierre says, let's arm the teachers. And the Republicans all are going, we got to arm the teachers. Oh, you mean the same teachers you won't allow to pick books? Because it's the same Republican Party right now across this country, particularly in the South, that are banning books and eliminating the teachers' ability to pick books for their kids. And they want those same teachers. They want those same teachers to be armed to defend kids. I'm sorry. You won't trust her to teach. You won't trust the teacher to pick the curriculum, even though they have training in that. And they went to school and they've got degrees and they have continuing education needs and requirements under the law. But give them a gun. Let them, you know, gun that they don't train on. And let them protect the class in case there's a shooting. Yeah, nothing bad will go wrong there. Nothing to worry about, America. Nothing to worry about here. Nothing to see here. I think it's kind of ridiculous. I think it's kind of ridiculous. And I think that we need real solutions for a real problem that has been plaguing this country. And we are the only country in the world. And maybe we need to look at the laws in other countries. You know, they got a lot of guns in Canada. Lots of guns in Canada. But for some reason, no mass shootings. Why is that? What do they do different? I don't think they have assault rifles. I don't think people need to pick up an assault rifle to feel like more of a man in Canada. When are we going to get it right? Look, don't jump to conclusions about Trump, but jump to conclusions about our gun laws in this country. They are out of whack and they suck, and we are impotent to fix it because one party is under the control of a group that is completely out of whack with the popular opinion of the United States of America on both the left and the right, including gun owners and their own membership. It's ridiculous. It's time to get real. All right, stick around. I'm going to replay an interview from Sarah Burris, and I'll be back to wrap up the show. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fryays with WFHR.halfdeals.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with this week's deal from La Taqueria. Get a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. That's right, a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. La Taqueria, where passion meets flavor, service, and tradition.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeals.com.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
596 or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 48. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, high of 71. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 50, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is the best of the Chris Hahn Show. The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Guys, I always tell you about my podcast, right? It's called The Aggressive Progressive, and many of you have downloaded it. I appreciate it. Tell a friend if you haven't to download this podcast. And if you haven't downloaded The Aggressive Progressive podcast, it's available wherever you get your podcast. If you don't know what a podcast is, ask your kids. They'll think you are not, I mean, I used to say they think you're cool, but maybe 5 years ago they'd think you're cool. Now they'd be like, oh, you're just now getting the podcasts? Like, what's wrong with you? Why haven't you listened to a podcast? At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram, and ChristopherHahn.com. Chris Lehman, another Chris, DC Bureau Chief and columnist for The Nation, will be joining me at the right after this break. Right after the next break, he'll be joining me to talk about all the week in politics. Look, things were kind of calmed down today, right? We were all thinking arrest, 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 and, you know, Trump. And I'm going to talk a lot about this with Chris in a few minutes, so I won't rehash this right now. But what did they do in D.C. today? They had a hearing on TikTok, the scourge of our society. Now, look. I'll admit, I tried to get a TikTok account going. I have a lot of followers on social media, right? I have hundreds of thousands of them across, you know, Facebook and Instagram and most of them, you know, a lot of them on Twitter. I couldn't get anything going on TikTok, right? Nobody wants to see, you know, a middle-aged guy on TikTok. I mean, they barely want to see me on Instagram. I try not to show my face on Instagram. I put the dogs and put my tie on right before I'm going on. By the way, I have not been verified on Instagram. I have not been verified on Instagram. I've been trying for years. That's how the shirt and tie thing came to be. I'd be like, hey, Instagram, this shirt and tie is going to be on national television in 3 minutes. Can you verify the guy who's wearing it? That's me. It's still not working. They still haven't verified me. But, you know, I've got a couple thousand followers there, but I've got many more on Facebook and Twitter. But the Congress spent the day talking about Instagram and is our data going to China? TikTok. Is our data going to China? Right? TikTok is owned by a Chinese company. I think it's called ByteDance. and byte, it's BYTE, which, you know, megabytes, gigabytes, you know, bytes, computer data. Are they somehow taking, you know, our kids and, you know, their viewing patterns? Is it going to China? Can TikTok change the algorithm and make us hate America? That was the subject of Congress today. Now, I will admit, I deleted my TikTok account. Deleted it, got rid of it. It's not on my phone anymore. I was worried about what was going on. And I said, you know what? I don't have any followers. I have like 4 followers to begin with. So why do I need this? I got rid of it. I also like, here's the other thing about me and social media. I hate the fact that every couple of weeks there's a new social media thing you're supposed to try. I like Twitter. I like Facebook. I kind of like Instagram. I do miss the days where I could post on Twitter and it would post automatically for me on Facebook. It doesn't do that anymore for me. I used to be able to do that. I've linked the accounts, but it doesn't automatically post anymore. I've got to put the post there. Part of it's good because I do most of my political posting on Twitter. And Facebook's more like family and dogs and walks on the beach and hockey and, you know, baseball, things like that. I don't talk about politics on Facebook because I have a lot more friends, you know, from my youth on Facebook who don't share my political philosophy. Lots of people who follow me on Facebook who are friends of mine, who I grew up with, who, you know, let me be very clear, I've done a lot better than, who want to call me a socialist. People who I am a lot better at capitalism than, I mean, really, like day and night better at capitalism than, who refer to me as their socialist friend, Chris, while they're on their government, you know, disability payments or whatever they're doing, right? I am the socialist. I find it funny, honestly. I really do. I haven't worked for the government in a long time, really long time. And when I worked for the government, I had one of those jobs where you weren't allowed to not be working. You were working all the time, both when I worked for Senator Schumer and when I was the chief deputy county executive. You know how hard that job was? I was working around the clock all the time. One of these days, I'll just tell stories about that here because it was a hard job, okay? It was a really hard job that took a lot out of me. You look at pictures of me then. I left that job in 2007, I think. So 16 years ago. I look younger now than I did then. And I am 16 years older, and these are 16 years that really are supposed to age you. But no. I aged then in my early, I was 32 when I had that job. And I don't want to go there. So that's why on Facebook, I just kind of try to keep it light because I don't want to get into fights with anybody. I'm not going to fight with my cousins who might be conservative. So, all right, stick around. I'll be right back. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft. It'd
be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome.
but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.